You are listening to Wonton Woman in White, part of the Urban Legends Erotica Collection. Written by Honey Cummings. Narrated by Ken B. Erotic. Published by Four Horsemen Publication Incorporated. Copyright Honey Cummings 2020. All rights reserved. Dedication. Tanita. These are the kind of relationship goals everyone needs in their life. XOXO, Honey Cummings. Chapter 1. The Bachelor. Remy Adama stared at his phone, his nerves tightened, mind spiraling in a mixture of emotions. On one hand, he could laugh at the ridiculous idea that he'd jumped into. On the other hand, he imagined it couldn't be any worse. After running from a bad relationship, no, straight-up abusive relationship, that has evolved into a level 5 stalker situation. What do I have to lose? His phone buzzed. He waited to see who was calling before answering. The screen lit up. Show Bailey. With a relieved sigh, he answered it right away. Hey there, Bailey. He sounded cheerful, even excited. Just get on with it. Remy, thank you for sending the contracts for the show back so fast, the talent coordinator said, her voice coolly professional. In a moment, I will do a 3-way call with you and the mystery bride-to-be. We'll have a moment to get acquainted. Mind you, there are rules involved. Right, he stuttered, his nerves rising high once more. So, in short, you guys are really marrying me to a stranger like some arranged marriage. That's the gist of it, she chuckled. We're having a hard time finding enough male contestants. A lot of them backed out after the phone calls, so now we monitor them. Anyhow, who scouted you again? His information isn't on here. Remy scrambled through his scattered papers on his computer desk, knocking over a tower of empty pre-made boxes. Are you okay? Bailey had been startled by the sounds coming over the receiver. Yeah, it's just the boxes for my online business. He found the piece of paper and squinted at his scribbled writing. Even with glasses on, it seemed cryptic. Man, my chicken scratch sucks ass. Timmy? Tommy? No, Timmy. That's definitely an I in there. Timmy? He could hear her rifling through paperwork and typing away on her keyboard. Weird. We don't have a Timmy listed. But I'll make a note. She finished a whirlwind of typing, paused, and then continued. Okay, now for the rules. You can't say names or locations of where you currently live. Talking about a hometown is okay, but no perverted sexual commentary, or we'll terminate your contract. We do not pay out on the contract until you tie the knot. If you need assistance to make the trip to the filming location in St. Augustine, Florida next week, please let me know. Right. Remy rubbed his forehead, eyebrows raised. I need to be there sometime on Friday, right? I'll be driving, so I just need the address. Text it to me if you can, Miss Bailey. Absolutely, Remy. There was some tapping and his phone buzzed. Did it come through? She asked. Perfect. Yes. Now, the 3-way call. Remy waited as he was placed on hold. His legs jittered and he glared at the boxes scattered across his tiny bedroom. With a grunt, he started to stack them, not noticing he had placed the smaller boxes on the bottom until he put the last box on the top. Scoffing, he laughed at himself, leaning down to put his elbows on his knees. Remy? Bailey's voice made him jolt and he sat up, banging his head on his desk. Oh, shit! Are you okay? Yeah. Clearing his throat, he reassured her. I was just picking something off the floor. Sorry about that. Hi there. A softer, new voice cut across the receiver. I guess we're getting married next week. Yeah. That seems to be the case. Remy leaned back in his chair, brow furrowing. So, what do you do for a living? Is he allowed to ask me that? She sounded offended. He is. Bailey sighed, the sound blowing across the phone. Look, I run my own business out of my home, offered Remy, motioning to the towers of boxes filling his tiny apartment bedroom. Oh? The sweet voice seemed intrigued. And is it successful? Remy's muscles tensed as he pushed forward in the conversation. Well, I guess that depends on your definition of success. Money, she blurted in frustration. Does it make a lot of money? It must not if you're still running it out of your room. Remy blinked, shaking the shock off and defending himself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?